I thought of you yesterday as we're going to have some Masters fun in this segment.
Mm-hmm.
And also on Saturday, we saw this. When it started to rain, nothing reeks country club sport more than when the caddy holds the umbrella over the golfer as they're walking down the course. Or it's the only sport where the athlete has an umbrella held over them. It looks so bad.
It's so stupid.
What it's do you want so to stupid.
Well, hold their just, own umbrella?
No, not use an umbrella.
Not use an umbrella.
It's
You're
sports.
An athlete, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You don't see baseball players, if it's raining out there, they have... First of all, just it's the only sport that everyone has a personal assistant, too, doesn't it? Isn't it? I mean, that's weird.
Yeah.
And then that the personal assistant holds the umbrella over the person.
That's a good one. Why did that develop in golf? Why don't they just carry their own bags? You know why? Because it's rooted in being a softer country club sport. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because it's so brutal, you have to have help out there navigating the greens of Augusta, Georgia.
It is the only sport where the athlete has an umbrella held over them to keep them out of the raindrops. It's so ridiculous.
It's not a statement of toughness. There's no doubt about that. But we also had an incident on Saturday with a noise that P1s just could not let go. And this was right before this was right before the rain delay on Saturday. They're about to blow the air horn. Dottie Pepper of CBS Sports is talking. I am not going to blame her for this. Everybody else around here seems to be. But let's hear the noise that was made.
It's a contact from PGA Tour staff. And it's definitely gotten darker.
So you could hear it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a contact from PGA Tour staff. And it's definitely gotten darker.
Okay.
It's got to be her
Someone
because she
let
pauses.
It rip. Someone let it rip. It was not her.
She could have paused because she heard someone else do it.
But it happened after she
That's
stopped.
Right.
It's like she had this halter speech
good.
In order to produce some effort.
The timing's not good. But
it's a contact from PGA Tour staff. And it's definitely gotten darker.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like what we all think it is.
I'm not going to accuse her of doing that, but she is a person of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who do you think did it, if it wasn't her?
Right now, she's my only person of interest.
Only?
Or I have one other candidate, one other person of interest. Could it have been Jim Nantz? And let me tell you why. Because he is so buttoned down at that event. He just feels like he has to do everything Fred Ridley tells him to do, that it was his way of letting loose, letting off a little tension.
Yeah, I could see that.
Held the microphone down there.
His stomach's in knots. It's Sunday or Saturday at the Masters.
So just a protest that he held the SM57 down there. And
bingo.
What?
Yes.
Type of microphone.
And then he gets a little giggle out of it, maybe with Nick Faldo, and they move on.
My other suspect is Vern Lundquist, who several times when they went to him over the weekend, he did not have his microphone on. He had his cough button or mute button pushed.
You're going to war with Vern Lundquist.
No, I'm not.
These days.
I love Vern. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
If anyone's going to rip one like that, it may be Vern.
Now, if he was still with the network, we know it would have been Faraday.
Yes.
He would have been our number one and only suspect.
And I will also say this, I think CBS really misses David Faraday.
Yes, there's no question.
I think their coverage is solid, their camera work, their production work is really good. I love the new cam on 16T that it's like a sky cam that gives you a really cool perspective from up above the player. That was, all of those shots are just incredible. But announcers, I think they need some help.
You know, they miss having somebody with an edge.
Yeah.
Every one of their announcers is just a giant cheerleader for every golfer.
Every golfer, yeah. Although Nick seems to be...
He's the only one that gets a little edgy. But even Nick isn't... He's pretty good. I like Nick.
Yeah.
But even he's not really edgy. And a lot of them have to be on their best behavior at Augusta.
Yes, they're uptight. They can't say the wrong thing. That's why Gary McCord couldn't...
Yep.
broadcast there anymore. He talked about bikini wax on the greens, so that was a no-no. I can't believe Faraday never stepped in it at some point.
I know.
Especially after the story we heard last week about what he said off air one time. But anyway, so the coverage was solid. I thought this was a cool element as they're watching Hideki Matsuyama get in position to win his first major and the first time ever somebody from Japan to win at the Masters or any other major. So what does it sound like in the Japanese networks? And this is Tommy Nakajima, who is on this call, and Jim Nance introduced this yesterday.
See Hideki walking down 10 over at 9. We happen to capture the call on Tokyo Broadcasting System. Mr. Wataru Ogasawara, the play-by-play man for Tokyo Broadcasting, and Tommy Nakajima. So many of you will remember Tommy, the years he played here as the analyst. Here's their call with the second of the night.
イメージでいいよね。はい。松山93ヤード。しっかり上に上がってきてほしい。ピンポイントで戻る。同じじゃん。同じ段。しかも下までポロがってカップの下バーディーチャンスにつけました。私2人で拍手。一気に松山差を広げにかかります。分かってるから放送席でも拍手喝采ですから。
That was tremendous.
Was it tremendous? I don't know. I thought it was interesting. That was a good production element. I thought that was cool. What does it sound like in Japan? And that was a shot they got within 3 feet of the hole on 9. So you could tell they were laughing and having a good time. Happy for their guy who is about to win a Masters. So you think it is a funeral home-like delivery, Gordo?
Oh, my gosh. Listen at that. Especially, listen to the way he talks.
Just
so reverential.
So listen in.
It's either funeral home talking or it's a really beautiful younger woman touching him for the first time and he's been touched in 10 years.
All right. Well, it always gets awkward when the tournament is over and we go into Butler Cabin. It's so much better than it used to be. Remember when Jim would throw it to himself? At least we don't get that. At least you come back from a commercial break.
Or you remember when whoever the tournament director was, they would host it,
right?
And they would welcome Jim in.
All of a sudden, Jim would come walking in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really weird. So it's better, but it's still really awkward. So you have Butler Cabin yesterday that has the winner, Hideki Matsuyama, his interpreter, Bob Turner, Dustin Johnson, the defending champ, Fred Ridley, the chairman of the Masters, and Jim Nance. And here is the awkward exchange because...
By the way, weren't we all rooting for Hideki to win to set up even more awkwardness with an interpreter in the mix?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And you got that here because for some reason, Fred Ridley still has to ask the first question.
Right.
Not Jim, the broadcast professional. Why not just welcome the tournament chairman and say thank you so much or whatever? But why not do it that way? But no, he has to ask the first question, and luckily he got a Rick Carlisle response.
Hideki, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've made history with your wonderful win today. Can you tell us how it feels to be the first golfer from Japan to win the Masters?
I'm
really happy.
How much pressure did you feel out there?
So then there's a little hang time in Jim with the funeral home director voice. How much does this mean to you? Yeah, I love that. The just the two-word answer, very happy. Okay, so now where do we go? And we go to this, the most awkward moment where it's time to present the jacket and Jim has to give the command.
Fred, it's that time.
Thank you, Jim. Dustin, we'd be honored if you placed the green jacket on our newest champion, Hideki Matsuyama.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Congratulations, Hideki.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, I thought we were going to go into the, it was supposed to go into, and then it goes right from that into the And so it is, a rising star, and he gives the big outro. Is that pre-recorded, or is he doing that live in front of all those guys?
Not that he's doing it live.
That's pretty good.
I mean, if he's going to record it, when's he going to record it?
Because, during a break. It's only like a 30-second thing.
Yeah, but it comes down to 18. I think he's scrambling. I don't think he has time to write something and record it. I may be wrong, but it sounded live.
Because the mic almost sounded different.
Really?
Yeah, but maybe it's not. Maybe he does. I think he used to definitely do it live.
because live!
we would have sometimes the camera still on him and whoever the winner was to do it. It was a white knuckle ride. I guess we'll always have that, and they'll never get rid of having the tournament chairman there. Did you also see this? Did you see any of the outside green jacket ceremony?
No, I did for the fans? I normally watch that too, but I didn't see it yesterday.
There was something really kind of weird there, and maybe Bob Turner was just doing Hideki a favor, but they did the same thing where he gave a pretty short answer, and then he got really close to the microphone, Matsuyama did, and said, "Thank you." But then Bob Turner, his interpreter, whispered in his ear something, and he said, "Oh, and I would also like to thank all of the members here at Augusta." It's like, if you don't do that, you may be shot on sight. I don't know what the penalty is, or you may not be invited back. But he made sure that he did that, and I don't know if that was they covered that beforehand, that, hey, I make sure that I thank the members, but he did not, and he had to, go back on. It was really pretty awkward, too.
So I posted a picture of Butler Cabot on Twitter yesterday because it's my favorite television moment of the year, every year. Some very funny comments. 1P1 says, it looks like they're on the set of the 700 Club.
I know, it's so, the little end table.
It's and so
the
cheaply
the fake
furnished.
Flowers there in front of it, yeah.
A lot of people laughing at Jim Nantz saying that it looks like he was sitting on a kid's chair, which it does.
Did seem a little high, yeah.
And Fred Ridley has got to be the whitest country club human being on earth. He is just so stereotypical B-movie white guy that would be running a country club. Everything about him.
Yeah. Yeah, that you certainly get that tone from Augusta National.
A lot of people laughing at how quickly DJ got out of there after he put the jacket on Hideki, like he had somewhere to be.
He looked sharp, though, in his green jacket in the tie. But we didn't have a Masters without some shtick. Thanks to the great Ted Emmerich, really, really good announcer, the son of the late, great Roger Emmerich. And we played one of these for you on Friday, and that Ted is apparently a ticket fan, and we know that. We talk to Ted from time to time, and he worked in ticket shtick, including this one on Friday.
Augusta National was the Justin Rose Fun Factory on Thursday, a 7-under 65. He opens today with a bogey at 1.
Working in the Jub Jub Fun Factory from SWAT, and these were the updates that we carried here on the ticket the last 4 days.
He's not apparently a ticket fan. He's a longtime B1.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. And this is another one that got the hang zone all excited, especially Dan McDowell when he got really excited about this score.
Brian Harman in the clubhouse with a 3-under 69. That is very nice. And one back along with Christian Bezuidenhout.
Not only a nice, but a very nice after that number. And then this is a new sensation on the hang zone. At one point, Jake, a few weeks back, said, "But Thursday," and just like they have Hawaiian shirt Friday, all of a sudden it became "But Thursday." And Ted listened so closely that somehow he even worked that into a Masters update.
It's always been just one round each year that prevents Rory McIlroy from winning the green jacket and the career Grand Slam. Now, it is But Thursday, but he's having another one of those rounds today.
And again, anyone else listening to it, it's only But Thursday.
Right.
But
that's great.
But Thursday. And this was the best one when he talked about what happened to Jordan Spieth hitting the tree on But Thursday.
66. Spieth, remember, he gonked one off a tree on his way to a triple at 9 yesterday. The only misstep today in the second one.
That is the greatest, that he regonked one off a tree.
Awesome. Play that again.
66. Spieth, remember, he regonked one off a tree on his way to a triple at 9 yesterday. The only misstep today in the second round.
Is that the first time that regonk has ever been used on the grounds of Augusta National?
Yes. Boy, I hope that doesn't get back to Fred Ridley. Fred, Mr. Emmerich said in one of his reports that Jordan Spieth regonked one off a tree. What do you think of that? Is that too silly?
No, I saw him do it. He regonked it right off the tree on Thursday. Well, way to go, Ted. Your updates were great, very entertaining to keep the P1 up to date on the Masters the last 4 days, and it made us all laugh.
All right, 8:31 here on the ticket. Coming up next, somebody is circling outside the bunker, and he's claiming that he was at Augusta this weekend at the Masters. So I guess we'll let Chris in next.